This is NPR.
Thank you. A native Hawaiian group that wants independence from the U.S. stormed a historic island palace to protest. Hawaii Public Radio's Kayla Rosenfeld is in Honolulu with the story and a little backstory, too.
The Kingdom of Hawaii was a sovereign nation until January 1893, when a small group of armed men, mostly Americans, wrestled control of the islands from the ruling monarchy. Many Hawaiians still consider that act an illegal overthrow of their government and continue to fight for lost autonomy. At daybreak Wednesday, about 70 members of the Hawaiian Kingdom government gathered on the grounds of Iolani Palace, where the overthrow took place 115 years ago. They chained and blocked access gates and erected no trespassing signs, saying the grounds are the property of the Hawaiian Kingdom. Palace Executive Director Kippen De Abla Chu says blocking public access to Iolani Palace is detrimental to sharing the palace and its history with Hawaii residents and visitors.
Hawaii Public Radio's Kayla Rosenfeld reporting from Honolulu. More fighting in Baghdad between Shiite militias and U.S. and Iraqi troops. Some in Iraq's government are fed up with what they say is Iran's support for groups fighting them. Iran is mostly Shiite. Iraqi government officials say they sent a high-level delegation to Iran. They're carrying evidence that Iran is arming and training the fighters who are shooting at Iraqi soldiers. Iran is angry at presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. They don't like what she said about a possible situation where she would strike Iran. NPR's Ivan Watson has more from Aman Jordan.
In his letter to the UN Secretary General, Iran's ambassador to the UN denounced Hillary Clinton's comments, calling them a provocative, unwarranted, and irresponsible statement against Iran. In an ABC interview on April 22nd, Clinton said that as president, she would attack Iran if it targeted Israel, adding, quote, "We would be able to totally obliterate them." In his letter, the Iranian ambassador warned that if attacked, Iran would not hesitate to act in self-defense. He also argued that his government has no intention of attacking another country. In recent years, however, Iran's president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has attracted international condemnation after he publicly announced that Israel should be, quote, "wiped off the map."
NPR's Ivan Watson reporting from Amman, Jordan. At least 18 are dead and dozens more injured in a bus crash in Hong Kong. The tour bus was carrying members of a local Christian group, mostly elderly. The bus went out of control, going down a hill and flipped over. The driver is under arrest, the accident under investigation. Some hackers want to wreck your computer while protecting their copyright. That's right, a powerful computer virus program on sale in the underground has a licensing agreement, the same thing we all have to agree to when we put a new legal program on our computer. The hacker software takes over computers and uses them to send out spam or steal information. The agreement says if anyone uses the program to do illegal things without paying the people who wrote it, that violates their copyright. Antivirus company Symantec found the rules in the help file of the program. Apparently, criminal hackers need to click help sometimes, too. That is your news for now. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Before we go any further, I want to tell people that we're not done with our conversation about the musicians and the buskers in the New York City subway system, the audition that's taking place today. We want you to participate in your own way. Tomorrow, go to our website, npr.org/Bryant Park, and we're going to post videos of our favorite auditioners. And we want everyone out there to vote on who you think your favorite performers were who auditioned. And we'll invite the winner to perform in our BPP studios next week.